Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and the fifth grade is Eric Cron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the second issue of... Oops. Sorry. I move and the couch moves. Second issue of this Flash story arc. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last episode.
So, it turns out I was wrong in the last issue. He is not Dracula. I can see his reflection in the mirror. But Vandal's like... first off, Wally's like, how did you find me? And he's like, well, you wear the costume of my greatest enemy.
Again,
which threw me the fuck off because, I didn't even know that Vandal was a Flash enemy.
I honestly don't think he is, but maybe he is. I don't know.
Maybe Vandal just, thinks everybody's his greatest enemy.
Well, maybe. If you're not for me, you're against me.
Exactly. You remember this guy. He was my greatest enemy.
Yeah.
Remember that one
That's
time.
Captain Crunch, dude.
Yes. Ripped the mouth of my... ripped the ceiling of the roof of my mouth open. Greatest enemy.
Yep, exactly.
Son of a bitch. But he's like, remember, I found out, or he's like, then I found out who wears the red costume, and it's Wally West, and I put your name in computer. Computer tell me you live in Brooklyn. I go to Brooklyn, find house of Wally West. Like, I don't know why he's
the funny thing is,
that.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you make fun of him. No, he's actually kind of speaking like that, which is super weird.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know much about Vandal other than what I saw in the Legends.
Back
tomorrow.
In season
like
one.
1 and 2 or whatever it was.
Yeah. Vandal is an interesting character. I know him from a few different storylines.
Oh, I also know him from the
Deck Builder, yeah. Yeah, he's immortal. When he was a...
I am immortal.
Oh. Caveman? Would it be Caveman or Neanderthal?
He looks kind of like a Neanderthal. He talks like one. Oh.
But that's the thing.
He actually wouldn't have been able to be a Neanderthal because he wouldn't be able to fit into the same... It'd have what's at the Uncanny Valley.
Oh, okay.
Where nobody would trust him because he looks human but not human.
Gotcha. So, yeah, back in, the Stone Age, back long, long-ass time ago, there was this meteorite rock thing that came down and it, infected him and made him immortal and made him smart. And so then over the years, he kind of, similar to Ra's al Ghul, who is also immortal, but...
Three different beings.
Yeah. Vandal has basically seen the rise and fall of empires. He's actually helped build and tear down empires. So,
and he's still dressed like a fucking 18th century vampire, so what the fuck?
Apparently he liked that style. I don't know.
Some things never go out of fashion.
I know he is in the Young Justice cartoon. I want to say season 2, maybe 3. I could be wrong on that one. But there's also... a few different storylines that we will touch on in the future that he is part of. So, I also like the painting, the mural of who watches the Watchmen.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Because we will
some free advertisement there.
Well, yeah, I mean, more DC stuff. But, we will get onto that at some point in time in the future.
Awesome, I actually have that one. So
it's a good book.
So then Wally's like, man, you realize I can fucking run circles around you. He's like, I could be around the corner or around behind you or down at the 7-Eleven in 5 seconds. And he's like, oh, please open door. And he opens it up and it's like this fucking pit to hell.
Yeah, it's like a hellscape thing outside the door.
And Wally's like, wait, when did you get to do that? And he's like, well, I'm very old and I forget things and I have all these powers, but I'm going to catalog them so I know what I can do. This is what I was talking about earlier,
yeah.
About the cheap... I've got this knapsack that, I carry all of my important items in, and that way whenever something comes up, I can just say that it was in here.
Yep.
But then we find out that Vandal has to drink people's blood to continue to be young. That's what he says right here.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I don't know about being young, but drinks the blood to gain his force.
Oh, I'm sorry, to continue to get life force. So
yeah.
He is a vampire after all.
Sure.
He's immortal, has to have blood to continue living.
I do like... So they start fighting in the apartment. And I like how Barry...
Wally.
Wally. God, I'm gonna...
It's because
Flash.
Of the costume.
Yeah, because when he gets his... becomes himself, he's got a different costume on. Like, the eyes are the white eyes, like, covered there.
Gotcha.
And I believe, like, the symbol's a little different, and the costume is a little different, a little more flashy.
I think the ears are different, too.
The ears are definitely different. So, Wally grabs his, had to have been a Nokia phone, and he slams it into Vandal's face numerous times, and he even says, I hit him with the phone, they are indestructible. So, has to be a Nokia phone.
It's back when Nokia had rotaries.
Yep.
But then, you know, Vandal gets a hold of him and
starts messing with his wrist. Like, he, one thing we didn't mention in the last issue
is that he sprained, like, his wrist.
Sprained his wrist, and so Vandal grabs the sprained wrist that was already going to need 2 weeks or longer to heal, and just has it in, like, a vice grip.
Yeah, and so I was trying to figure out, because at first I thought he had punched him in the chest, and I was like, oh no, wait, he kicks him in the dick. Okay, so he knees him in the groin. Flash knees Vandal in the groin,
so he is vulnerable.
Yeah
and, every man is, what the hell, dude.
And then throws him out the door into this hellscape, which causes an explosion right outside of, or in his apartment. Like, his whole, like, his apartment freaking just goes up.
Kinda. Because he actually goes back to the apartment later, and it's fine.
Yeah. Well, that's
fine. It was, you know, ransacked. It was just confined to his apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that kind of explosion and his lottery ticket survived.
Look, logic. There is none.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, he goes to the hospital, and Francis,
I don't, yeah.
Yeah. Shows up. And she's like, oh, you know, how does he know who you are? And he's like, because I tell everybody that I'm the Flash, except for people that I don't want to know.
Except for the nurse and most of the hospital in Seattle, for some reason.
So he talked about how he won the lottery and while they're taking a taxi back to his place. And they get out, their taxi driver is like, hey, fella, you ought to be talking to my brother, Tony. No, and he's like, yeah, talk to my brother. He's a stockbroker. And he's like, well, then how come you're driving a cab? And he's like, well, look, buddy, I drive a cab, but that don't mean I got no portfolio. He's like, I got stocks, I got bonds, you know, whatever. But he goes through there. And
I also like how when they actually get to where they got to go.
Thanks for the quarter, Rockefeller. So, yeah.
It's great.
You know, even though, you know, while he knows he's going to be getting some, you know, big cash, he's still a cheapskate.
A little bit.
But they get in there, and Francine?
Francine.
Yeah.
Or Fran, whichever you want to say.
Let's just say Fran. That's easier. Fran! Oh. She's like, I'll go verify your ticket, you know, to make sure you won, actually won. And he's like, all right, cool. He's like, well, you're doing that, I'm going to sit here and drink a juice box. No, I'm just kidding. What the hell's in his hand right there?
Well, he says he eats a whole large pizza. And
oh, that's a piece of pizza. All right.
Okay.
It just doesn't have any toppings on it or crust. It's fine. Just pasta. It's or fine. Just sauce.
And, yeah. And then he's trying to find out about Vandal. So he does what Vandal did to find him and looks on the computer.
Yep. And he finds what the fuck was it called?
Some
Villers Gallery.
Yeah, Bert Villers.
Yeah. But so then we get this shot of Wally in the morning with Fran, and he's like, yeah, he's like, we gotta go get some money. And she's like, well, you know, you gotta do this, they want you to do this thing on TV where you shake hands and everything. And he's like, oh great. He's like, and everybody's gonna be after my money.
Yeah, basically.
Which is why I would never do that if I won the lottery. Nobody would ever know.
I think you can, here in Indiana, you have like a 6-month window where it stays anonymous or something like that. I can't remember. There's a little bit of a window where you could stay anonymous, but by the time, like, it would be found out, like, everybody's already moved on to the next one, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Which is what I would do, because I wouldn't want anybody to know.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that need to know, the people that are important would know.
Yeah.
But nobody else would. I mean, my work would obviously know.
I definitely would do one of those. Like, I might stay for a little while longer and then just make a big show of her or something. I don't know.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. But he goes on there and he's like, yeah, I'm going to be a physics doctor. You know?
Yeah. Just I think he's just talking up stuff. He doesn't.
Yeah. So he goes by the Villers Gallery, but it's closed. And
yeah, so then he decides to go take Francine out for a nice night out in town.
Yeah. Gets the same cabbie that he had the last
time.
Which
is awesome.
And this time he gives him a 20.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, look at that $20. That's more like it. Thanks, Rockefeller. And they go into the Neon Club, which is apparently the place to be. And
he also got to pay his way to get in there, too. Which, yep. You know.
Which, oh my God, what is that professional wrestler?
Yep, that one, that guy.
The Million Dollar Man, maybe. Anyways, that's what this dude reminds me of—the bouncer.
Oh, okay.
He looks like that professional wrestler from like back in the day.
Gotcha.
So they're dancing, and they dance for like you know a little bit, and he's like, "Well, that should be enough to get us in the society column." And they go to sit down at their table, and
the waiter.
Brings by...
it's a thing of champagne.
Yeah. With the compliments from the guy up at the top. And it's, you know, Vandal Savage's card for his Villers Gallery thing.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, he's here. And he's like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, right up there. And he's like, I better change into my costume. And Fred's like
yeah,
no, he's trying to get a start out of you. Don't do this. And he's like, oh, I have to. And so fucking Vandal, who loses no fucking, or who wastes no time losing his cool,
yeah,
throws a fucking chair through the window, and he's like, come here, you, and grabs this chick by the hair and chucks her out the fucking window after bitch-slapping her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which, I gotta give the dude props. At least he, you know, stands up for, you know, he's not gonna let some dude just, you know, throw her out the window.
Good.
But then Wally, you know, strips out of his suit and jumps into his Flash costume, runs out of the building, catches the lady, but then... when he goes to get back in the building, Vandals use some kind of magic to lock the place up. So he's like, oh, I guess I better climb to the roof if I can.
Well, he goes, I think he basically goes through the window that
Vandal ripped out. Yeah,
that broke.
But while this is going on, Fran, what's her name? Polaris? No, wait, that's...
I was gonna look this up and I totally forgot, but I'll look it up right now.
All
right,
that's good, because I can't remember if Polaris is the one that's Marvel or if they share a name. You know, it's like Marvel's Polaris.
Nope, that's not it. Fuck it, I don't remember. But she's got, you know, she has magnetism stuff. And she is...
Frances Kane Magenta.
There we go.
There we go.
I don't know what the hell I was looking at.
Well, I couldn't remember her last name, so I just put Fran from Teen Titans.
Oh, smart.
Instead of looking through her from The Flash, because all I kept pulling up...
Well, I kept pulling Francine.
Yeah.
And then it kept giving me every other thing. Okay.
So her name really is Francis.
You went the smarter way. But yeah, she's throwing like all of the metal everything at him. I do, you know, one of the forks does stick into
his
face. Which is fun.
Yeah, and he's like, you forked me in the face. No. But he's like, oh, you're something special. Now that you know me, I have to kill you too. And he's like, and then I'm going to fuck your boyfriend for fucking up my nice antique shop that I had going for me. And then Wally's like, I'm going to make you suck your own... Oh, no.
Well, you know.
But he you know, starts beating the crap out of him, and then Frankie... throws him out the window on a cart. But the cart hits a car, an empty car, thankfully, you know, because we wouldn't want them to be responsible for somebody's death.
What?
Yeah. But then Vandal never hit the ground.
Yeah, so he disappeared.
And,
all right, that's the last we see of Vandal in these issues.
Yeah.
He does come back later on. We'll get to those at some point in the future, but, yeah.
He hit his head on the way down and forgot who he was, and, you know.
Probably.
But, oh, he's eating the... Okay. Yep. All I saw was him licking some kind of cream off his finger. But so they're you know, like, getting ready for, you know, bed or whatever, and they're in a nice hotel, and they get some room service, and Wally's like, I got something for you, and he bought her this fucking skimpy little lingerie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wakes up alone. because she had to go to work or something.
Yeah,
school.
she had to school. Yeah, she had to leave.
So he runs over to Titan Tower and talks to Cyborg, and he's like, "Hey, this Vandal Savage guy."
Oh yeah, yeah, looking up some more info on Vandal.
And, yeah, and he's like, "Well, he's dangerous, so be careful."
Yeah, he can't. They can't. They don't have anything, and
yeah,
their files are, as of right now, probably the most complete that Wally has access to.
Yeah, and Cyborg's like, "You know, if you need anything, just let us know." And he's like, "All right, cool." And so he goes back to the hotel room. And Frankie's back, and he's like, "Hey, come downstairs. I got to show you something out front." And she's like, "Okay." And she's like, "Oh, wow, what's that?" And he's like, "It's a Porsche." Woo, no. But and she's like, "Oh, where are we going?" He's like, "Oh, you know, Long Island. I got something to show you." And then they get stuck in traffic. Which, okay, so getting stuck in traffic for a normal person sucks. Getting stuck in traffic as one of the fastest people on Earth has got to be, like...
the worst thing ever,
like,
possible.
It's got to be hell, because you got to think to yourself, you know, if I wasn't in this, you know, expensive... Well, actually, he would have a hard time because he ended up passing out, but, you know...
Yeah.
But they go into Southampton, and they pull up to his new mansion that he bought for $100,000.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's probably all it cost back then.
Oh, well, yeah. Easy. Maybe 150.
Yeah. Nowadays, it costs you, you know, like 150 million.
Yeah.
But, and that's where it ends.
Yeah.
But I take that back.
He's asking Francine if she wants to
move in
with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yay. Cool. Awesome.
I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Flash story.